I'm feeling good, I got a monkey on my back and now I'm finally free.
We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful.
By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged.
Good morning. Good evening. And possibly even, good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. A mere mortal man who has attuned himself to the Most High, to reciprocate and to give you lessons and values within every step of this walk of life, and somebody who has come back through a plethora of lifetimes, and somebody who has came searching for something, maybe in someone, but to help you guys realize that in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. I want to ask you a simple question. Do you believe you have free will? And do you really know what that means? When you think of free will, that is the one predicated thing we always say that divides us and separates us from all other life on this planet. Plain. We think because we are sentient and we are aware, we can communicate, not very well, but we're able to talk to one another, not very well, that we are basically the most intelligent and the most dominating life force on this plane. Because if you ask me, it kind of seems like nature is actually having its own free will because it does what it is supposed to do when it wants, when it does at any time. I mean, truly look at nature and tell me that doesn't look as freeing as it should be. Not worried about death, not worried about taxes, not worried about anything. Truly living divine in the moment and doing exactly what it should be doing. That's freedom to me. That seems like it should be something closer to us. So in doing so, we believe in the theory that we have free will. And I really mean that as a theory, because you cannot prove to me that you do. And I'll go through entire show tonight telling you why. The concept of free will means you are entirely free to choose anything at any moment, at any time, for yourself. Truly and wholly your own decision. That does not exist. And you may argue that you think it does, because you could say, I could turn off the show right now. I could never listen to it again. I could totally remove you from everything. I could choose to listen to it 20 times. I can get up right now and drive to the beach. I could totally quit work. I can go and order an extra large pizza and stuff myself till it hurts. Sure, you can do any of those things. But those are choices. That's not free will. Free will is to do what you truly will and wish. You are only making choices within a world of illusions. How can you truly say you have the ability to choose everything when you really know nothing? Do you know the most expensive dish in India? Do you know the most secret beaches in Greece? Do you know the hidden pyramids in Antarctica? Do you know about the depths of the ocean and secret civilizations possibly down there, or who knows what else? You may be thinking to yourself, well, this is knowledge. This is things that I just don't have an understanding of because I haven't experienced it yet. Okay, let's expand that conversation. How much do you really know about what is going on? Have you ever heard of Operation Paperclip, Operation Mockingbird, Operation Project Bluebeam? Do you know that within the inner workings of society, there are plenty of things that are never spoken about? Have you ever heard of the Great Mud Floods? Have you heard of the Great Reset since the end of 1700s, beginning of 1800s? Have you ever heard of the Tartarian Empire? Have you ever heard of Hollow Earth? Have you ever heard of the North Pole actually being the center of our plane and it going into a sphere in the center that represents the black sun, which reflects our moon cycle? There are so many things I don't even know. That's why I'm comfortable saying I know nothing, which allows me to start beginning to see things and understand them. I know nothing, and I truly do not have free will. And I can admit that to myself. But why can't you? Why do you think you have all the knowledge, you know everything that's out there, and you know every available choice known to man? That is what defines free will. And listen to what I'm saying. If you grew up in a house, say you were born in this house, let's use The Truman Show, perfect example. Jim Carrey was born in this huge freaking dome that was an entire world, etc. This entire elaborate place made to feel like a world. Only the entire world was watching him live in his own world. So in doing so, he thought he had free will. He thought he had choices. He thought he was doing everything he wanted to, never realizing every single person in the entire quote-unquote Truman world knew that he wasn't in the real world. And in doing so, they all played him for a fool. And you want to know the craziest part? He only gained free will when he finally left, because that was the first time he made his own choice. Because he knew there was so much more out there. That's the steps to becoming free. Willing yourself to do things that you don't know is impossible, but to free yourself from the things you believe you know is where the will starts to shine in guiding you to the truth. You have no choice for yourself. Because again, just like I was about to start with saying in that house, say you were born in a house, you lived in it in your entire life, and in two rooms, right? One was your playroom, one was a secret room. I never let you know. You didn't even know it was there. It was hiding behind a bookshelf, etc., right? In that secret room is every toy ever made in existence. Literally every single one. But in the room I've given you to play with and etc., I've given you like a handful, maybe 10 or 11, right? So you think, because that's all you know and that's all I tell you exists, you believe you have free will because you're choosing freely from the things I've given you. Or are you just making choices in my world? Are you seeing how this is all kind of connected and interjecting? And also, yeah, I don't want to say it out loud, but you know what this is? Mental slavery. We're all being contorted to believe we know what we are, and especially we know what's good for us. When in factuality, nobody knows about the power of fasting. Nobody knows about the power of doing nothing. Nobody knows the power of unconditional love. Nobody knows the truth behind being your truest form of self. Nobody knows the theories that I have come to conclusions about and actually observations, because nobody is seeing past their own selves and their ego. That's why if you ask somebody something to do and they fight it right away, that's their ego. That's not them. Think about that. If I present you something, like let's say we're hanging out together and I bring out a mushroom bar, a mushroom chocolate bar, okay? Call me Willy Wonka. Say I bring out this mushroom chocolate bar. The entire bar has like 16 pieces on it, right? Each piece is 200 milligrams. The entire bar is about 4 grams, right? If you ate the whole bar yourself, you're definitely going to have the walls melt and have a really incredible time. You won't be in this dimension for a little bit. But if you eat 2 or 3, you're going to have a very fun body experience where you're actually attuning more and seeing more of the world, right? It's just kind of raising your frequency for a moment. It's like a cheat code. If I present it to you and I'm like, hey, man, do you want to try a couple of chocolate bars? And you're like, yeah, what kind of chocolate is it? I'm like, well, it's mushrooms. It actually has a little bit psychedelic infusion to it. And you're like, whoa, no, I can't do that. No, that's no. It's like, why would you shut it down so fast? Where was that coming from? Why was that your instant reaction? Why are you fighting something you don't even know? You've never tried. It doesn't make sense to me. What is that? What is that thing that gets offended when somebody says something to you? What is that thing that tries to defend others that are trying to basically say somebody's saying something about somebody you know, and then you just jump in and defend them? What is that? What is that thing that makes you doubt yourself? What is that thing that tells you you're not good enough? What is that thing that says you're not basically adequate enough? You're subconscious. You don't think your value is enough for them. They deserve better. They don't like me. What are all of those? What is that thing? Why does it control us? That is something that I've been chasing for so many years now, and asking myself that simple question is, why did I doubt myself or stop myself? We talked about this, about having no expectations. Because as soon as you do, you've limited your ability to accomplish things because you've set a standard of what you want to do. We don't have free will because you're not even willing to admit it to yourself. Think about that. I've said it as well before. You need to stop thinking to truly start thinking. So what does that mean? How is it that in a world that we've been given and told everything there is, yet they can't explain the simplest of things? They can't explain true forms of gravity, but yet they make you believe in it. What goes up must come down. Oh, unless it's bubbles, helium balloons, etc. Because then it comes down to buoyancy and density, which goes against gravity, because then that says it's a level of water, and then it's all dependent on weight. Again, buoyancy and density. How is it that if I put an airtight, let's say, location, right? Like a vault. In an airtight vault, if you drop, and there's literally not a single ounce of air in the room anymore, you drop a bowling ball and a feather, they hit the ground at the same time. Fascinating. Why is that? You see where I'm getting at again? This whole conversation I'm trying to have with you is to simply portray to you that free will does not exist, and I don't believe it has for a while with all of us. Can you stop your most disgusting habits? Can you stop yourself from eating? Can you stop yourself from chasing things that you know aren't good for you? Can you stop yourself from trying to always please everybody? Can you truly follow your heart and disregard your logic? Can you actually follow the things that you know were given to you and put in front of you for a reason? Or do you neglect them and then towards the end of your life regret it? It's a serious question that I'm asking. And if you still are sitting here and thinking that you have free will, we have to go deeper then. Why do you believe that you make choices for yourself? I'm just curious. Can you stop paying your taxes right now? Could you stop paying for your car insurance, car payment, your electricity, your water bills? What'll happen? Oh, they'll turn everything off and then start hunting for you, collection agencies, etc. But I thought you're free to do as you wish. Well, I have to play the game. Okay, so you're telling me you're in something. Okay, so how freeing is that to know? How free are you really to see that there's a cage around you? You might not be able to touch and feel the bars, but we're all in a cage. That's why the goal is to free yourself from all forms of cage and captivity. If somebody makes you less of yourself, remove yourself. If ideas and ideologies of people that you believe in or look up to, or political, religious, whatever it is, let them go because they're trying to limit you. If you don't have people in your life who truly elevate you or accentuate you to such highest of premises that you literally have no capacity of even dissecting what is really going on. I said sexting. That was kind of cute. What do you think that is? Why is it that this entire world is building prisoners to imprison other prisoners? Literally creating a firewall out of all of us to fight one another. Yet you still have free will, right? Okay. So if I told you the world's flat, what's your instant thought? Oh, what a crazy guy. There's no way. Dude, we've seen pictures. I trust NASA. You trust the place that the government pays $10 million a day to? Haven't been back to the moon since? Back in a time where they had like black and white TVs, yet we had a crystal clear connection to the moon? But if I go up into the mountains or down on the beach to find somebody, and I wander aimlessly and they text me and tell me, am I lost? You're telling me I can't get connection there, but on the moon I can? Just doesn't make sense to me. So why is it that you believe you're free? How are you free? In what aspects? In what attributes? In what ways really defines you to have the will to choose for yourself? I would actually love to know. Can you explain it to me? Can you show me? Can you define it in some attribute? What is the way that really makes you believe you're free to make your own choices? Because I'll tell you right now, again, the first time I became freer, was when I started to admit to myself I'm not. Why is it that certain people pull to me? What is that? Is that preordained? Is it destined? Is it a reflection? Is it almost a symbiotic counterpart to myself? What is that? Is it physical, spiritual? What is it? When you meet different things and situations, you go to places that feel like you're so connected to it. What is that? Why does that pull to you? Why does it feel like home? What is that? You can choose to let it go or to embrace it. but it almost makes it feel like things were just meant for you, and it was meant to be. So wouldn't you say the more freeing thing to think is that whatever will be, whatever's meant to be, will be, and whatever is not meant for me, will not be? Doesn't that give you a little bit more comfort in following along with things and then truly attuning yourself to the Most High? Because then you can start making better choices for yourself, not sitting here thinking you're pompous and you have free will, okay? Sure you do, bud. Sure you do. Because think about it. If you started making better choices for yourself, don't you think you'll be more attuned to the things that are meant for you so you can follow them? You can choose to not even want them. Trust me. These things in life are only going to be there for you if you really work and set yourself up in the position to have them. That's why I love the invisible red string theory, the Chinese proverbs. It's beautiful. Or Japanese, either way, sorry. But the fact of the matter is, I love that concept. I love thinking about the fact that there is somebody out there that was connected to me from the sense when we were both born in our own ways, own time. And as we grow, we evolve, we increase ourselves, we move forward. We basically are tuning ourselves so perfectly to where when we're at the perfect position, sometimes this person can be around you for months at a time and you never realize it until they finally pull you together. That's a beautiful concept. But that's not free will. That's destined. It's preordained. I find so much more comfort in knowing that there's things that were meant to be. Everything is in front of us. You just choose to embrace it or not. Free will comes when you leave the body. In a mortal vessel, in this flesh, I don't care if I'm finally able to do 40 days of fasting. Dude, no food, no water, dry food, basically Christhood, right? Basically truly discovering the fact that I am somewhat disconnected from the body, still in the flesh, right? Even though that's attuned, it still doesn't give me free will. I don't believe you're able to have that until you leave the flesh vessel we're in. Because we chose to come here. We might have had free will coming back here or starting here, whatever you want to believe in, okay? I think my last free will choice was to finally be back in this body, to sit in front of you and to talk about all of this. Look into these things called the volunteers, people who were chosen to come here to elevate consciousness, to help people escape this entire reality, this matrix. You can believe whatever you wish, and you can love whatever you love. I merely just want to show you what is. And that's why I love doing this for you. I don't think about any of this. I didn't have anything planned. None of this is my choice. This is all free will. See what I did there? I'm willing to be free for a moment with you. This is the only time I can show somewhat of free will. I have no one to answer to. I have nothing to atone for. I have nothing to be afraid of. Anything I say is my own, and it was given to me to tell to you. This is Source, the truest form of being something in a flesh vessel. That's what it means to be divine. That's what it means to be unconditional loving, that I choose to love you no matter what you think of me. I choose to give you my all, no matter if you believe me. I choose you over everybody because you're choosing me right now. And that's why it says the Chambachar on my neck, because we are chosen people. I've chosen to be chosen. Many are called, but only a few are chosen. And even when you're chosen, you still have to pick yourself. Choices everywhere. I could have chose to have never done any of this. I could have chose to have never posted any social media content. I could have chosen to have never went on that 2.5-year adventure with my old best friend for Weeb Nation. I could have chose to have never went and taken a chance to go back to school to learn all of these things. I could have chosen to have never fallen in love. I could have chosen to have never done anything. But then what's the point of the experience? What was the point of me coming here? Everything has its integrated notion, and it interjects and intertwines with everything. Nothing is pointless in life. I literally mean this, nothing. Not even that pothole you hit yesterday. Nothing is pointless. Not even the fact of you feeling a certain way when you wake up. Going through these type of life lessons, these different things that are pulling from you or giving to you or negating you or enforcing you, like, there's so many things that are going on around us that we'll never truly be able to understand because it's outside of our comprehension. There are so many things I can't even see because the light spectrum of my physical ball eyes can't digest them. There's so many sounds going on around me, I can't even hear them. That's why I know we have such a limiting ability. And that's why the only thing we have to focus on, the literal only thing, is overcoming ourselves. If you're able to truly make the choices that better yourself and follow the things that call to your heart, that make you feel alive, and in the moment you know this is right, those are the true reasons of being close to being free. But you will never truly have it outside of this show. I'm still not free. But this is the most freeing thing I can do. And as much as you love this show, I love to do this. There's a purpose for all of this, even though I don't know it yet. There's a reason why on TikTok I posted a 10-minute rift in terrible lighting, holding the phone close to my face, no nice Rode microphones, nothing. And I literally was just going on a soliloquy queen. And in doing so, it literally touched people in so many ways. It touched people because I already have hundreds of comments and I'm literally just posted it like 8 hours ago, whatever it was. And it shows me that when I'm stopping myself from being self and I just go and I flow and I tap into that flow state, nothing is wrong anymore. Because how could I ever say anything to you that isn't for you if I'm only being myself with you? Does that make sense? How can anybody misunderstand you if you've only been true your entire time? If you've shown your most authentic self, the way you carry yourself, articulate yourself, are comfortable with the way you are, doesn't matter how you look, your hair, whatever, your presence is what's the most divine part of you. And if physical natured creatures cannot see that, they're not for you. That's the part of evolving and awakening, is it's a lonely road. It's not going to have many people join you, if any at all. Many around you will support you. Many will say they ride or die with you. Many will call you anointed or you are the chosen one. But how many really stand when it's time? When the choices are finally made and you're free to make the most important choice of your life, what will you choose? If you've been able to finally see yourself on the brink of disaster and utterly lost everything that you thought you were, that you knew, what do you do moving forward? How do you really know what you're made of if you've never challenged yourself? How do you know you're free? Being here in the United States my entire life, I know I'm not free. That's why my entire name is in capital letters on my birth certificate. My mother signed when she fed me over to this federal government reserve. I'm now a product of this country, this corporation. That's why whenever I do things, I'm taxed because I'm their product. That's why they have savings account in my name the day I was born. And every time I use my social security number, it creates more of a credit line score and income base for those people. We are not free at all in this country. It was never even started off freedom, which is the most disheartening and sickening part. Even if history is true or not, the way that they say this all started, let's say that we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, off the blood and enslavement of other people? And you think this place is good? Wow. Maybe I'm tripping, but not a damn thing about this place makes me excited. And then people have the audacity to be like, well, then you could leave. Trust me, I'm here because I want to help you. Or else I would. I can. I have places I can go. But my job is here still with you. So why would I leave you so soon when I just found you? Why would I run away from you when I want to experience you more? Why would I allow the world to scare me from you when you've shown me who you really are? Unless you tell me to go away, I want to enjoy you. And I'll respect you too, because you have the choice to do so. But I was pulled to you for a reason. And so I want to honor that. And I want to show you who you are. I want you to see yourself through my eyes. That's why I think this conversation is so prevalent, is that the whole concept of free will is not freeing to think about. We don't have the will we used to once upon a time. We don't even have the length of our lifetime we used to have. The food is poison. The water is poison. The air is poison. Everything around us is hurting us. It's hampering us. It's filling us with so much oversaturation and radiation. How do you feel good about any of this? How do you truly feel that you're actually being able to think freely for yourself? When was the last time you actually thought outside the box? Never? Okay. I still respect you. But the fact is, you're not free. Because I know I'm not free. And I'm the most freeing person I've met so far. I'm so spontaneous, I do the most instantaneous things that pop into my mind. I go on adventures in the middle of the night. Whatever, whenever, wherever. I'm just very open to living. Whatever says, calls to me, I do it. because I know it's not truly my choice at the end of the day, but what's meant for me, so I embrace it. That's how it goes. Can you go to In-N-Out and tell them you want a burrito? That'd be free will if you ask me. You can only choose what's within it. So if you're only choosing through the limited amount of choices, how are you free? Well, I could leave In-N-Out. Okay, where are you going to go? Somewhere else that already exists? Or are you going to create something on the spot? Pull it right out of imagination and bring it right here to the physical instantly. The Burrito Turdunkin Chalupa Supreme. You know, like, there's no way. That's why you have to be very careful about the people you listen to, about what they're saying, because sure, people might speak with vindiction and make it sound like they're very strong, they know what they're saying, they're very attuned, but you want to hear the message over the messenger, right? So this whole Ryan Garcia thing that was popping off, and it was on X or old Twitter, whatever it was, and he was saying all this stuff about deep state, corruption, all this stuff, and it was going quote-unquote viral, and everybody was talking about it, and I sat back. Didn't even touch on it because I said, this just doesn't seem right. Why now? Why here? Why all of a sudden? He has a big fight coming up. Kind of seems a little weird. And then I see him on this Bobby Chicks podcast, and she's like a huge industry plant. This girl was just making content about being a stay-at-home mom, blew her page up, and then one of the biggest entertainment companies in the world grabs her, throws her with all these celebrities, and now she's divorced and interviewed. It's just, you don't think that's a plant? What do you decide is a plant? Like, I'm so confused on what people define things as. She is a plant. She was pulled by the industry and turned into something that's planting. She didn't start podcasting her whole career, chase that, wanted to interview celebrities to show them she's a troll. She literally is a troll. That's what she does. And then I saw Ryan Garcia, whatever his name is, on her show. Why would you be somebody who's talking about the deep state, corruption, things going on behind closed doors, and then go on that particular show? That's like somebody who's saying they're about saving the children and ending human trafficking and really saving these children that are in these farms, these places of human trafficking, just disgusting things that are going on behind closed doors. Yet you have an annual pass to Disneyland. And you're asking me, how is that even connected? Look into it. I'm not here to give you answers. I'm here to give you insight and to give you questions. Imagine copying all my answers. Kind of seems like a bad way to learn. You really just want to be the person in a group activity that sits there and puts their name on the top? What are you providing? What are you supporting? What are you showing? Free will does not exist because you don't have the free choice to leave this place. You don't have the free will to choose everything from anything that's around us. I need you to know everything that's going on, then you can make the true choice for yourself. You need to know everything. That's truly how you have free will then. Again, if I have a room with all the toys ever created in the universe and you only have 12 of them, you keep thinking you're making a free will choice for yourself, but you never did because you didn't know what else was out there. Ignorance is what we have. That's why we feel blissful in the fact that we can choose these things for ourselves. And we feel like we know what we're doing because we can make these choices. You see what I'm saying now? Is it kind of aligning? Is it kind of making sense, the full circle rotation of me basically telling you that there's so much we don't know, how could we possibly be free? The steps to becoming more free is admitting you know nothing. And in doing so, we find the groundwork for being open to attunement. The way you start becoming closer again is fasting, eating less junk food. Stop doing these vices of drinking, smoking, etc. Only do these once in a blue moon when it attunes you and helps you, okay? If you ask me anything that I recommend, psychedelics. True, organic, in-house grown mushrooms that you take a small dosage of so it helps open and align your mind and your frequency. It's a cheat code, but a beneficial one to show you there's more. It's like the jumpstart to a car. Your battery is just dead. Jump it on and then drive and charge it. That's what those are supposed to do. And that's why they're so inspiring. All this other stuff, drinking, there's a reason why it's called Al Cool Hall. Go look up Al Cool and figure out who that is. There's a reason why marijuana now is sold so freely and openly in all these dispos and dispensaries, because it is oversaturated with THC. Even now, people doing these dabs and wax and stuff, it's just, oh my God, it's going to rot your brain. It's going to fill you up with so much. It's literally like drugs. Like, I'm talking hardcore drugs now. The same people I see lighting up spoons at the bottom and injecting themselves with it, you're lighting up needles and inhaling it. I'm just saying, I think there's something going on. There's a reason why junk food is everywhere and available. There's a reason why alcohol is in every freaking right off the freeway, and every single freaking like gas station. There's a reason why these dispos are everywhere now. There's a reason why shrooms are illegal. See where I'm getting at with this now? So my challenge to all of you and my simple just request, stop thinking you're free. Be connected to what's going on. And in doing so, you're going to have a better time unlocking yourself. Go outside more. Find somewhere you can attune to nature naturally and be a part of it. There's so many of these things that are around us. For some reason, we still haven't connected to them entirely. And it's sad. It's almost frightening to know that so many people are just blissfully scared to see what's behind the curtain. But as in The Wizard of Oz and what I saw, as soon as she looked behind it, she saw who it was, making everybody so scared. Dorothy knew. Dorothy was never afraid, and Dorothy made her way home. That's what we need to do. That's my challenge to you, is stop believing in everything you're told and stop eating up everything that is said. Even with me, you need to have discernment because I don't know anything, but I'm trying to learn with you. That's why I want to experience you, and that's why I love you so much. So thank you. Thank you for believing in the fact that you have a lot to know and a lot to learn and a lot to grow. Thank you for giving me a moment of this time that you have, because this vessel is brief. It's so brief, you only have so many things to do within it. So follow the things that call to you, embrace them, and see why it aligns with you. I have a feeling there's a lesson there in some attribute, good or bad. I'm somebody who chooses to follow these things again. And I don't mind if I get hurt. That's how I know I'm alive. I don't mind if I mess up and fall. That's how I know at least I could stand up again. So, it's not something to fear you or to be afraid of. I really mean that. It's okay. Don't be afraid of not having free will. Be comfortable in knowing there's things meant for you and there's a path ahead of you. So, be comfortable with making choices to get you to these things. And when they come to you, when you've been working hard, focusing on yourself, growing yourself, being more in emotional control, mental control, physical control, everything, spiritual ascension, these things will start flourishing for you and finding you. And so that's why I'm excited to see what you do, where you go, and how you flow. So, if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love.